Trumas Perk Tess Mishnah Zion. Hamanakesh Imha Ovid Kechavim Bechasios. If one is weeding out the field of a guy, he's weeding out chasios. Chasios are like leek plants, like garlic, onions, things like that, and obviously leek. Afal pi sheperoisov tevel oichel mehem arai. Even though these fruits and vegetables are tevel, and like the Rav explains, we're dealing with something that was planted that was tevel, so it's gedulei tevel, and specifically it's a dover she'ein zarokala, that it's going to last, because these vegetables do last in the ground, like we've said earlier. Nevertheless, one is allowed to eat them snacking, arai. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we've said that tevel, one is not allowed to eat arai if it's dover she'ein zarokala, and these are things that dover she'ein zarokala, so because it's a guy's, you're allowed to. So we've said in the past, it's a machlekes tanoim, and the Rav says this Tana holds, that ein kinyon ovid kechom lafgib lidei meiser, that when a guy acquires parts of Eretz Yisrael, so that it doesn't take off the chiv of meisers. But like the Tosfos Yonta brings over here, and we've said this in the past, I believe he's bringing the Rash, that by a guy when he does miruch, when a guy puts it into a heap, it potters it from maestros, min ha-Torah. And like we've said in the past, the only reason that they're chayim, they're abundant, to take off maestros after a guy would take fruits and vegetables and put it into a heap, after we do that, the only reason that we have a chiv of taking off maestros is because of bali kisin, because people say, oh, you know what, I can potter myself, so let me give it to a guy, he'll do miruch, and then maybe he'll sell it back to me afterwards. So in order to prevent that, so they gave it a dinder rabbanon of tevel. And once they gave it a dinder rabbanon of tevel, if one would go, if they would replant, the guy would replant the tevel, they didn't go so far and say that which grows from that planting is aser. So that's why it's mutter. Mishnah continues. Shesile truma shenitmo. Shesile truma. So if you have like little seedlings of truma that became tame when they were outside, and we're dealing with things like the Rav says, like cabbage and turnips and things like that. Shesolon taru milatame. When he then puts it into the ground, and I guess these were singled out, these types of vegetables, because they were put deeper into the ground, so they became tahar from becoming tame anymore. They're totally tahar now. Vasurin milechol ad sheyagum es ha'oichol. But the Tanakhama says, but you're not allowed to eat them until you take away whatever grew, everything that's fit to eat. But whatever grows afterwards is mutter, like the Rav says. So the Rav explains, or the question really is, why is this going to be tahor? Why are we saying that if you put it into the ground, it's now going to become tahor? Aren't you afraid that this is going to create a situation where a kohen's going to end up eating this? In other words, one of the reasons that gedulei truma is truma, that if one is truma, it has a din of truma, and we don't say that if somebody, if a kohen would say, plant it into the ground, so now it's not truma anymore, we were machmer and gave it a din truma. What was the reason? Because we were afraid that a kohen would say, you know what, I want to leave these things around. He has truma, and truma is not worth as much as chulin, as we know. So he says, you know what, I'm gonna leave it around. I'm then going to put it in the ground. I'm going to replant it. And then what comes out is going to be chulin. It's going to be worth a lot more. And if they would do that, they would put it on the side, and we'd be afraid that they end up eating truma. Now, that's not such a big deal if they eat truma, but maybe it becomes tame, and then they eat truma. So because of the chashash that they may keep it around in order to plant it, it may become tame, they may eat it, so the chazal made a din that anything that's planted of truma, afterwards is truma too, so this, therefore they wouldn't leave it around. But the question is over here, if you're going to tell me that something that's tame is going to become tahor, maybe we're going to have the same problem, that a kohen's going to say, you know what, I have this truma that's tame, this cabbage that's tame. Normally, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't leave it around, because what's going to help me to leave it around? Gedulei truma is truma. But over here, you know what? It does help me to leave it around, because if I leave it around and then plant it, it's going to become tahar. And I'd rather have truma that's tahar than truma that's tameh. So the Rav says, we're not so concerned that people are going to care so much about something from tahar to tameh, because from tameh to tahar. Why? Because at the end of the day, truma is much less valuable. True, the truma tameya has almost no value when we're dealing with food. It's not something you can light. So it just totally gets destroyed. It gets burnt. Masha ain't kein truma tahora, at least they can eat it. But the difference in value, truma tahora is like really, really not so expensive. There's a very small demand for it. So because of that, they're not going to leave it around. They're just going to get rid of it. So we weren't so concerned. Masha ain't kein the regular truma, we're afraid that if a kohen would leave over regular truma, for him to leave it over because he wants to become chulin afterwards, that was his intention, that's a real concern. That's why we said gedulei truma truma. But over here, we're not so concerned for saying something that's tameh, we're afraid that it's become tahor, he's going to leave it around, and if he leaves it around, then he's going to be metame and eat it. We're not afraid he's going to have these intentions to begin with. But still, there were machmir in the city, couldn't eat it. That's what the Tanakhama said. And what grows after is, like we've said, is not really, it's just from a kayach, and I guess even more so when it's put deep into the ground. Still, nevertheless, they were machmir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achayogom v'yishna. Rabbi Yehuda's more machmir than that. He says, not only that, you have to cut away even what grows from it a second time. But after you cut away what grows a second time, then you can eat afterwards. And the Rav says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.